In France, incumbent President Jacques Chirac has defeated his right-wing opponent Jean-Marie Le Pen. The 82-18% margin in yesterday's second round of voting was the largest in the 44-year history of the Fifth French Republic. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
The daily newspaper Le Parisien chose as its headline, "France has won." After opinion polls got the first round results all wrong, there was fearful speculation about Le Pen's score in the runoff. Some thought he would get 30%, even 40%. But the final tally was 18, close to what he drew in the first round 2 weeks ago. Jacques Chirac supporters exulted in Paris last night as the re-elected president called on them to keep defending liberty.
Défendons la liberté!
However, when Chirac wasn't addressing the party faithful, he was more modest. Even his party lieutenants admit he wasn't elected on his platform, but through what amounted to a national referendum for or against Le Pen. So in Chirac's first TV appearance after the results came in, the president told the French he understood the message of the first round. That's when a third of voters chose extremist candidates, including Le Pen, in a result seen as a massive warning to France's political elite to tune in to people's real concerns. First among them, crime. Chirac saluted French citizens' attachment to the values of the Republic and promised them a new kind of politics for his next 5 years in office.
J'ai entendu et j'ai compris votre appel.
I have heard and understood your call, he said, a call for the Republic to live, for the nation to come together, and for politics to change. Everything must now answer this call to serve and listen to each French citizen. The usually combative Le Pen looked suddenly tired as he made his statement on the results. Last week he said anything under 25% or 30% would be a personal defeat. Now he said his score was only a defeat for hope in France. And as usual, he blamed the political establishment.
La victoire de Jacques Chirac est une victoire équivoque, acquise à la méthode soviétique.
The victory of Jacques Chirac is an equivocal one, he said. One achieved with Soviet methods, with all the forces of the unions, business, and the media. I congratulate myself, however, that the National Front remains solid and ready to serve the country. Le Pen said his National Front party would fight for seats in legislative elections next month. Chirac needs a center-right majority behind him if he is to apply a program of law and order and economic liberalization. But millions of frustrated voters on the left who helped him win probably have other plans. They wanted a second round between outgoing Prime Minister Lionel Jospin and Chirac. When Jospin didn't qualify, they were forced to vote for Chirac to beat Le Pen. So last night, Socialist Party Secretary General François Hollande warned Chirac he had only been elected on a platform to save democracy, but nothing else.
La droite aurait tort ce soir de s'arroger la confiance de notre pays.
The right would be mistaken tonight to think it has won a monopoly on power, he said. It will be up to Frenchmen and French women to decide in the legislative elections what direction the nation will take in the next 5 years. Today, Chirac chose an interim prime minister, the media-savvy centrist politician Jean-Pierre Raffarin, to serve until legislative elections. In the meantime, the president will campaign for a center-right majority. If the left wins, France will once again enter a period where executive power is split between the left and the right, as it was for 5 years under Chirac and Jospin. A situation of political paralysis many say helped Le Pen exploit voter frustration. But for now, there is relief both in France and abroad at Le Pen's defeat. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said the result was also a defeat for what he called Le Pen's repellent anti-immigrant, anti-Europe policies. And Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder said it was a clear rebuff of extremist politics. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.